I'm Dan Klefstad. Chicago is clamping down on travelers from 15 states starting Monday. Susan Stevens has more on the quarantine announced yesterday evening.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the travel-related quarantine is supposed to preserve the gains made against coronavirus infections. People who travel to the city from 15 states that have increasing numbers of COVID-19 cases will have to quarantine for 2 weeks. That applies to visitors and Chicago residents returning home. Quarantine means they'll have to stay at home or another single dwelling for 14 days, only leaving for medical care or COVID-19 testing. They'll face fines if they don't comply. Chicago health officials will update the list of quarantine states weekly, adding any that have a new infection rate of more than 15 cases per 100,000 residents, and dropping any states that fall below that rate. I'm Susan Stevens.
This coming school year, districts will be expected to provide information on LGBTQ figures in history before students graduate eighth grade. State Representative Anna Moeller, an Elgin Democrat, says she believes the addition is positive for all students.
LGBT students are more often the victims of harassment and bullying because of their status. Part of the reason why that happens is because the general population students don't get an accurate portrayal of lesbians, gays, transgender individuals. They only hear the negative stereotypes.
Information also is required to be included in a one-year high school class. One Republican who voted against the law said schools already have too many unfunded mandates. A Southern Illinois judge ruled against Governor J.B. Pritzker and his executive orders related to the pandemic, saying the governor exceeded his authority. The decision in Clay County Court involves executive orders issued after early April, including restrictions on businesses and individuals. It's unclear what legal impact this will have, as other rulings around the state went in the governor's favor. Republican State Representative Darren Bailey sued, saying Pritzker only had the authority to use emergency powers for 30 days. He argued local health departments should decide on a county-by-county basis. The governor's office issued a statement saying the ruling will be appealed and that Pritzker urges residents to keep constant vigilance in the battle against COVID-19. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says the state will appeal a court decision that he exceeded authority in issuing multiple executive orders related to COVID-19. Republican Representative Darren Bailey went to Clay County Court saying Pritzker only had the authority to issue an emergency power for 30 days. Bailey, who was kicked out of a House session back in May for failing to wear a mask, says public health officials should determine what's necessary at the local level. It's unclear what effect the court ruling will have. There have been other court decisions in Illinois that sided with Governor Pritzker. Community Health and Emergency Services, Inc. is one of several organizations getting grant money to provide dental services during the coronavirus pandemic. Steph Whiteside has more.
The money will be used to bring on additional staff. CEO Fred Bernstein says they're expecting the extra help will be needed to handle back-to-school dental appointments.
These are the checkups that are required to re-enter school. And it's a dental physical, if you would, which functions in the same way as the medical physical would. You're looking for possible problems that will interfere with the child's ability to go to school, to be receptive, to learn. And you want to make sure, above all, that no one's suffering from infections or pain.
During the early stages of the pandemic, most dental visits were canceled due to a risk of transmitting the coronavirus because of the tools used and close proximity required.
That's Steph Whiteside reporting. I'm Jennifer Fuller.